Nephi's bows. The story of the weapon Nephi built in order to solve a problem may hold lessons for you. Nephi's steel bow. Type of bow. We can't be sure, but Nephi tells us that it was made of fine steel. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 18. This mention of metal as part of the bow's construction implies that it was strong and probably had a good draw weight, the energy built up when the arrow is drawn back, and thus a good range and force for each shot. Why it broke. Again, we can't be sure, but increased heat and changed humidity, going from Jerusalem to the southwestern Arabian Peninsula, may have weakened the bow. This may also explain why Laman and Lemuel's bows lost their springs. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 21. What were they hunting? Some larger animals found in the southwestern Arabian Peninsula that Nephi and his brothers could have hunted include the Nubian ibex, a kind of goat, oryx, a kind of antelope, and mountain gazelle. Several smaller animals also inhabit the area. What about the arrow? Nephi's new bow was probably a different size, most likely longer, and had a different draw weight, probably weaker, than his first one. This may have required making a new, customized arrow so that it would fly straight and far. And, by the way, it says he made an arrow. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 23. Just one? Now that's faith. Nephi's bow of wood. Type of bow. Nephi says he did make out of wood a bow. 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 23. A bow made of a single piece of wood is called a self-bow. How it was made. Nephi would have had to carve a piece of wood long enough, thick enough, straight enough, and flexible yet strong enough to draw back with great force without breaking it. Suitable wood in the area may have included olive, pomegranate, acacia, or juniper. How it compared to the first bow. Bows made only of wood are generally weaker than those that combine various materials, having less range and force. So Nephi may have had to work harder to hunt the animals. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, did make out of wood a bow, and out of a straight stick an arrow. And I said unto my father, Whither shall I go to obtain food? 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 23. Where this happened. From Jerusalem, Lehi's family traveled to the borders near the shore of the Red Sea, 1 Nephi chapter 2, verse 5, and then went in nearly a south-southeast direction, keeping in the most fertile parts of the wilderness, which were in the borders near the Red Sea, 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 13 and 14. This would place them somewhere in the rugged mountainous areas of the southwestern Arabian Peninsula. What we can learn. It had to be made. Unlike the Liahona, see 1 Nephi chapter 16, verse 10, the new bow did not miraculously appear one morning. It took someone with learning, skill, ingenuity, and determination to make it. We should prepare ourselves to be the ones who can do what needs to be done. It wouldn't have been easy to make or use. The problems we face aren't always easily solved. Doing hard things is part of life. Nephi built it on his own initiative. Nephi chose to act. He did what he could to fix a bad situation. He didn't wait to be compelled in all things, but decided to be anxiously engaged and do something of his own free will. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 and 27. The Lord then blessed his efforts by helping him have a successful hunt. See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 30 and 31. Nephi built the bow while others complained. See 1 Nephi chapter 16, verses 18, 20, and 22. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said, "Speak encouragingly, including about yourself. Try not to complain and moan incessantly. No misfortune is so bad that whining about it won't make it worse." The Tongue of Angels, Ensign, May 2007, page 18.
Sidebar: Make the effort. Have the determination to make the effort, the single-mindedness to work toward a worthy goal, and the courage not only to face the challenges that inevitably come, but also to make a second effort should such be required. President Thomas S. Monson, Living the Abundant Life, Ensign, January 2012, page 5.
End of the article, Nephi's Bows, read by Van Farnworth.